USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is hosting a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw, Michigan. The vice president addresses the House debating articles of impeachment against the president.
You know, it's great to be with so many friends today and to be out of Washington, D.C. I mean, truthfully, friends, what's happening on Capitol Hill today is a disgrace. From the first day of this administration, Democrats in Washington have been trying to overturn the results of the last election. And they're back at it again today with their partisan impeachment. You know, the truth is, they're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president.
Department of Justice watchdog Michael Horowitz is testifying in the Senate regarding FISA warrants and the Russia probe. Horowitz saying there were significant inaccuracies in the FBI investigation against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
The National Weather Service says at least 14 tornadoes touched down in Mississippi on Monday, and that number could exceed 20 by the time the storm surveys are completed. There were three EF3 tornadoes that hit, and the tornado did stay on the ground for over 51 miles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If history doesn't remember Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, that's just fine with him. We'll all be forgotten soon enough, the justice quotes from his former boss and Supreme Court predecessor, Justice Byron White. Gorsuch has a new book out titled A Republic, If You Can Keep It. He joins Fox and Friends and was asked about his dear friend and former boss, Justice White.
So Byron White was maybe the most famous Coloradan of the 20th century, maybe ever. He'd been a Rhodes Scholar. He led the NFL in rushing. He was the highest paid football player of his day. First in his class from Yale Law School. He clerked for the Supreme Court of the United States. He was Jack Kennedy's best friend, and he served on the Supreme Court for 31 years. He was my hero.
Gorsuch continues.
And I got the opportunity to clerk with him, which was a dream come true. And one day we're walking down the main hall of the Supreme Court of the United States where the portraits of past justices hang on the walls. And he leaned over to me and said, Gorsuch, how many of these cats can you really name? And I had a moment where I had to decide whether I was going to be honest or try to impress the old man.
Yeah.
And I was honest, and I told him about half, boss. And he leaned over to me and he said, me too. And then he said something that really surprised me. That surprised me enough, but he next said, and that's the way it should be. We're all forgotten soon enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.